Welcome to the China Angle. I'm Simon Gao. China and Iran are in the final stages of signing a $400 billion bill, one that would challenge U.S. sanctions currently imposed on Iran. This deal is happening at a time when the People's Liberation Army of China has conducted multiple drills with large military dispatches on the South China Sea and Bohai Sea, and Chinese military aircraft have frequently been operating in airspace near Taiwan. What are the Chinese leadership trying to do? Does the U.S. have the will and capability to deter the CCP and their actions in the South China Sea and Taiwan? We'll explore these questions in today's episode of the China Angle. We begin with China's interest in Iran. Iran's foreign minister recently confirmed that the Iranian government is in the final stages of review on a proposed 25-year agreement between Tehran and Beijing involving a $400 billion Chinese investment. A leaked document provided more details on the agreement, including China's $280 billion investment in Iran's oil and gas industry and $120 billion in production and transportation infrastructure. China will also develop the 5G infrastructure in Iran and establish closer cooperation on defense and intelligence sharing. In return, Iran will give China access to supplies of crude oil and gas at a discounted price for the next 25 years. The result would be what the two regimes are calling a strategic partnership. Why would the CCP suddenly choose to invest $400 billion in Iran? To answer that question, we need to consider the economic dealings with the United States. In 2018, Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal and reimposed sanctions on Iran. The sanctions were put in place to dissuade Iran from developing nuclear weapons capabilities and furthering its sponsorship of terrorism and widespread human rights abuses, according to the Iran Sanctions Act. The sanctions also applied to all countries purchasing oil from Iran. Countries like China, Japan, and India were given a six-month exemption from these sanctions. And while Japan and India did cut their imports from Iranian oil completely, China did not. In July 2019, the U.S. government sanctioned the Chinese firm Zhuhai Zhenrong Company Limited and its chief executive for knowingly purchasing or acquiring oil from Iran after the sanction waiver had expired. For decades, the Chinese regime had been Iran's top trading partner and a key market for Iranian crude oil exports. The CCP has also facilitated Iran's military modernization and aggression in the Middle East through arms sales and defense cooperation. Yet, these actions had previously been done behind the scenes. Should this new deal be finalized, it will publicly announce China as the key investor in Iran's nuclear development and directly challenge the U.S. sanctions. The question is, why now? Here's what I think. The proposed deal may be the CCP's latest attempt to expand from a regional hegemon to a world power willing to directly challenge the U.S. As an isolated country locked in the conflict with the U.S., Iran is the CCP's perfect partner. This deal would also expand China's influence in the Middle East. And the deal fits the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative, positioning China to help Iran develop a major port near the mouth of the Strait of Hormuz, where most of the world's oil exports pass. Sound familiar? The CCP's ultimate goal would not end at trade or economic benefit. The communist regime often invests heavily in countries they know would not have the means to pay back the investment. When that inevitably happens, the CCP takes a port or territory as payment. Whether that will happen in this case is unknown, but the possibility that they may be able to control the Iranian coast and have more strategic leverage in the area is enough for them to justify the investment. This leads me to our second topic, the South China Sea. What might the China-Iran deal have to do with the South China Sea? It may tie directly to China's militarization of islands in order to control shipping channels. Most of China's crude oil imports from the Middle East pass through the region's main gateway, the Malacca Strait. This vital maritime choke point is an essential economic artery for China. Naturally, as China relies more on Iranian oil, the regime would do whatever is necessary to consolidate more power over the South China Sea in order to safeguard this shipping lane. This means imports and exports from the Persian Gulf passing through the South China Sea could be regulated by a reinforced China presence. Chinese military bases positioned near the Indo-Pacific nations eliminate those nations' ability to block Iranian oil tankers, even if that is a direct violation of the U.S. sanctions. This imbalance in the regional power and control over shipping channels has caused significant harm to international trade. Yet, Western democracies have previously allowed the CCP to unlawfully assert its sovereignty in the region. The U.S. has finally realized the impacts of these practices and recognized that the freedom of ASEAN nations and even the future of the international order is at risk. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared that Beijing's claims to offshore resources across the South China Sea are unlawful. He reaffirmed that America stands with its regional allies in defense of freedom of the seas and opposes any attempt to use coercion or force to settle disputes. Recently, both the U.S. and China held military drills on the South China Sea. While their actions are similar, their intentions are very likely different. For the U.S., the drills align with the Trump administration's stated intention to directly confront an aggressive Chinese regime and to defend the sovereign rights of U.S. allies to offshore resources protected under international law. For the Chinese Communist Party, these drills serve two purposes. First, to more fully assert their control in the region and over the passage of trade, and second, to blockade Taiwan. As social media videos demonstrated and Chinese state media later confirmed, the CCP did so with an overt show of force, including the use of amphibious tanks, infantry fighting vehicles, and self-propelled artillery from July 24th to August 2nd in Guangdong province, close to the South China Sea. What does all this mean? Could General Secretary Xi Jinping be prepared to take Taiwan by force? I believe that war in the Taiwan Strait is a likely decision for Xi Jinping. In fact, Xi's ambition to subjugate Taiwan can be traced back to the 2015 Chinese PLA reform. Despite its public portrayal as an anti-corruption campaign, the reform was clearly aimed at restructuring the PLA in order to create a linear military force with improved joint operation capabilities. Drawing from the U.S. military structure, the reform centered on establishing a military structure capable of international conflict by 2020. In addition, the Chinese government recently hardened its rhetoric towards Taiwan. In Premier Li Keqiang's annual work report this year, he did not reference a peaceful reunification as did previous Chinese premiers. This change of tone reflects the stronger stance the Chinese top leadership are adopting in tackling the Taiwan issue. That means peaceful reunification is no longer a popular opinion within the Chinese leadership, especially after the CCP-backed Kuomintang candidate Han Kuo-yu lost in the 2020 Taiwan election. Though frequent military drills, including the Bohai Sea drill in May, the Xisha Islands drill in July, or the latest one in the Lazhou Peninsula, might not seem like much on the surface level, all of them were carried out near Chinese coasts, providing just enough access to deploy military forces and mobilize armors. How so? It would be impossible to carry out an amphibious attack on Taiwan in secret. Such a battle would require mobilization of forces of at least 100,000 soldiers in order to be more covert with our intentions than the CCP deployment of troops under the disguise of military drills was necessary. Judging from the frequency of the latest exercises, it is highly likely that Xi Jinping has decided to resolve the Taiwan issue by force during his term. What triggered the Chinese regime to ramp up its military presence? A key factor may be the Trump administration's recent striking change of tone. For the past 40 years, the CCP has been involved in international exploitation for its expansionist plan through soft means, diplomatic, psychological, informational, and economic warfare, and they have gotten away with it. Now the Trump administration is not only demanding accountability for this unfair behavior, but is also hardening its resolve to defend Taiwan. Given this, there are likely to be elements within the CCP leadership that are very concerned that actions need to be taken now. I believe the Trump administration is starting to establish a more coordinated strategy to defend Taiwan. There's no doubt that more must be done. It is likely that the Chinese Communist Party will respond by becoming more confrontational towards the U.S., as evidenced in the forming of a strategic partnership with countries like Iran and Pakistan. Are we going to see the road to the Axis powers during the World War II? That's probably the next thing to watch out for. This has been the China Angle. I'm Simone Gao. Thanks for watching and see you next time.